This week is Loneliness Awareness Week, and to encourage people to be more aware of loneliness and also to tackle the challenges that loneliness can bring, the Department of Culture, Media and Sport have issued a £5 million grant to a number of organisations, including RNIB, who receives £500,000 of that grant to aid tackling the issue for blind and partially sighted people in particular. Now, with me now to discuss this is Director of Services for RNIB, David Clark. Hello to you, sir.
Hi, how are you doing, Stephen?
I'm good, thank you. Yeah, good. I'm glad to have you here because this is a really interesting story, and it's great news for RNIB, of course, getting such a great financial boost here. But ultimately, this is to help blind and partially sighted people tackle these issues of loneliness, which, of course, is prevalent in a lot of our lives all of the time, but even more so during something like this.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, there are some quite shocking, in a way, statistics coming out of recent surveys. We've done, you know, 2/3 of blind and partially sighted people feeling less independent, you know, 1 in 5 rationing food, and also, you know, 1 in 5 having little or no contact with anybody. And there are particular things that come with the coronavirus, such as, you know, some of the things around social distancing and the ability to remain 2 meters apart and comply with the various rules and regulations that you're finding in transport hubs and retail outlets and public spaces, I think are acting in many ways as a sort of discouragement to connect with society. And, you know, we are so pleased to have received this financial boost from DCMS because it means that we can really start to tackle some of these issues and help people connect with each other.
So what will this money actually allow you as RNIB to do?
Well, firstly, we'll be looking to funnel opportunities through our helpline, which can be reached on 0303 123 9999, as usual, which is sort of the first port of call for all of our services, but also through the website and through our social media channels to essentially promote the opportunity to connect. And whether that is through you know, some of our usual talk and support type channels, whether it's through digital offerings, which are becoming more and more popular, where people can message each other and stay in touch. And we hope at some point, of course, when it's safe to do so, to recommence some limited face-to-face connection, all to ensure that people, you know, are able to continue to go about their lives, continue to connect with each other, and receive support as one would expect ordinarily to happen in society.
Now, you and I are blind guys, and, you know, we know what this life is like. How do you feel personally, from your point of view, as an independent person who's been getting around, getting on with life, you know, working in various industries, now working here at RNIB? How do you cope now, and how do you think you'll cope in this new world, in this new normal that we hear about?
It's a really interesting question, Stephen, because you know, I think we all have to recognize that that the pandemic and the rules put in place to fight the pandemic are not naturally accessible for blind and partially sighted people. And they really do need some work to in order that they make sense and we can comply with them. Because I think there's two aspects to this from my point of view. One is naturally I want to stay safe myself, but also I want to ensure that everyone else around me stays safe. And whether you're walking with a guide dog, you're using a cane, or you're being guided by a family member, you know, if you've got visual cues or you've got signs on floors or you've got, you know, sort of wide open public spaces with lots of people milling around, I think there's probably a bit of a crisis of confidence here in just stepping out of the front door. And I think, you know, what we've been working really, really hard to do at RNIB is to have blind and partially sighted people included from the very start in some of the decisions that are being made and how those decisions are being implemented, because it's so difficult to retrofit. Whereas if we can get blind and partially sighted people thought about from the very start, and a good example of that, of course, is around, you know, access to food or the social distancing measures themselves within shops here in England. Shops are opening this week, and I'm sure it would be very challenging for people like myself to go into those shops unless there has been specific thought about how I can remain safe and how others can remain safe around me.
And of course, if you don't have anyone else in your life nearby who can help, then going out will be even more challenging because of the social distancing rules, because of the way that we have to live our lives now to keep that 2 meter distance and all of that. Is there a chance that people could end up, and I'm talking here obviously about blind and partially sighted people, but I guess wider society as well, there are some people who could just end up cut off completely from society?
Well, I think that's why this money received from the Loneliness Fund is so important, because I mean, we cannot allow that to happen. I think we all enjoy social interaction. We enjoy chatting about the things we love. We like to be passionate about subjects of interest to us, but generally we just like a good chinwag, don't we? And to just stay in contact with the world. And I think it's so, so important that we give people the opportunity to do that, but do that on their terms through a medium that they're comfortable with. And a couple of things that have really come up over the last 3 months is that we've had a huge increase in calls to our technology services through our Tech for Life. And please keep those calls coming, because, you know, during lockdown, I do appreciate that sort of knowledge of how to use digital services and how to use smartphones and laptops and all that kind of stuff is so, so important. And we want to help as many people as we can using those services so they can stay in touch with friends, colleagues, family, etc. But we've also seen a huge increase in calls relating to well-being, and also, you know, a sort of more in-depth sort of counselling requirements. And I think all that comes from that sort of increased anxiety around the current situation, which I think it's fair to say doesn't just affect blind and partially sighted people. But as we've discussed already, I think there are some very particular challenges that blind and partially sighted people face that I am adamant, as Director of Services, we are going to address head on.
And of course, that helpline number again, which we cannot emphasise enough, is so important to have, is 0303 123 9999. Lines are open 8am till 8pm, weekdays, Saturdays 9am till 5pm. David Clark, Director of Services at RNIB, thank you for giving me your time.
Appreciate it, Stephen.